Com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Niels Christensen. Niels is involved with Kitco and has been for some time now. And we decided that we would start doing, after talking with Daniela Camboni in San Francisco, we decided that we would be devoting one segment on our weekend radio show to Kitco, and Diana suggested that Niels should be the go-to guy, as he's pretty much in charge of basically everything that Kitco publishes on the home page. And what I thought was interesting is, Niels, you guys have some really, really interesting articles, among other things. I mean, you do great contributed commentaries, and we thank you very much for including our stuff on there on a daily basis. But you also, in addition to having, I would have to say, the go-to site in the world when it comes to charts dealing with virtually any type of metals or minerals, whether we're talking oil, whether we're talking what you're known for, which is certainly precious metals, whatever. You guys have become the go-to site since Bart started doing this quite some time ago. But something I think that people don't realize is you have some really great articles on your homepage above the contributed commentary section that I think these articles, quite frankly, really enhance a person's knowledge about what's happening in the economic community with a bit of an emphasis, I would have to say, on precious metals. Now, this past week, if you were to pick out four or five articles that you think our listeners should really, really focus on, what would they be?
Just Friday, we launched our Outlook 2014. I definitely think people should go to that. I mean, you talk about just articles we have. Daniela and Sarah Benelli, associate producer, they've done a great job in just finding people to talk to. One of our new stories, and it's going to be four parts every week, is talking to experts about how they would invest $10,000. And this week, a huge coup for us. We got the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. So we got a huge coup for us was the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, and basically saying what he would do with $10,000. And then we actually had a bigger piece with him, just sort of breaking down that he likes hard assets. So definitely, our stories try to give people perspective, I think. For example, today, I think people were looking for answers after non-farm payrolls. I mean, we had the big spike lower, and then basically prices recovered. And, so we had the journalists, we had a piece about the fall and how it's encouraging people are buying at these lower levels. Also, our Outlook piece, for this week, I mean, if people really want to position themselves, for next week, our main story for the weekend, in fact, our most popular story for the week will be our Outlook piece, and it's basically all non-farm payrolls. So, I mean, yeah, it's just trying to give people perspective. Another story that I liked was about, I guess, now it's tax season. So, I actually ended up calling up H&R Block and doing an article with them about, what people can do. And now's the season to, they're saying now's the season to take your capital losses. And if you're going to claim your capital losses, you have to close out your position. So there could be, there's some analysts I talked to say that there could be some more short selling. So, I mean, it's all about, giving people perspective.
Neil, that's one thing that we do here at the KE Report. Al and myself every day interview 3 to 6, sometimes even more than that, people just to get different people's perspectives on the market. And something that you guys over at Kitco are doing, which is this gold survey, where I saw on Friday the headline being survey participants have mixed views on gold's direction next week. So can you maybe explain some of what this survey was and what Kitco found out?
Yeah, so great question. I mean, this is actually another one of our popular weekend pieces. Basically, we send out emails to basically all our contacts. So, you know, we try to get 20 or 25 or so, you know, to get a round number. And we just ask them, you know, in the short term, like, what do they think prices are going to be? And just because of the volatility, everybody's really been mixed. Everybody's been sort of the last couple weeks, the surveys have been really, really close. So I think that's a really good indication of, you know, even the experts don't necessarily know what's going to happen with markets. And I think that's why we get these surprise volatile moves. You know, definitely we saw last week.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I found your the article where Danielle, if I'm not mistaken, spoke with a gentleman who was very, very. This just came out, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday, Friday. Spoke with a gentleman who is very, very bullish. Well, take out the word "very." The words "very, very," and let's just say bullish on the U.S. economy and bearish on what's going on in China. I'd be curious as to what your thoughts were on that, because I'm pretty much in disagreement with what this fellow said. How do you feel about that?
So the interview was with Gordon Chang.
Right.
Can you argue with the GDP numbers? I kind of agree with you. I mean, China is the engine. You know, I mean, but they used to have double-digit growth, and we actually, this week, we have another story on our Outlook about growth. Next year, I think China is supposed to be around 7%. I mean, a few years ago, they had double digits. But you can't necessarily compare U.S. with China, because, I mean, the U.S. is expected to have 3% or, I think, 2.8%. You know, so you can't not factor China. You know, it's always going to be a player, I think. But I think,
Yeah, no, I think China's going to be more than just a player. I mean, they're projected to be, what, by 2016, the largest economy in the world. And I don't know, I found it interesting because I got a lot of respect for Mr. Chang, but that was kind of something that I haven't heard for a long, long time. And, you know, I think when you get input like that, for lack of better terms, I think that it's an important read, whether you agree or whether you disagree. I think it's a very important read, you know, and that's why we really are trying to direct our listeners anyway to go back to Kitco and look at more than just the price of the commodities you're interested in or what have you. You need to read the material that they have under latest gold news, because I got to tell you, those are perspectives. I mean, these guys have a large staff. They comb the world for this type of information. And I would strongly suggest to our listeners, Corey, that I think people really ought to go there and take a real hard look at some of those articles, because, you know, as we say on this show, the only way that you're going to be able to make astute investment decisions is read everything that you possibly can. We're going to be back with Niels again next week, talking about some of the articles that they have on there. I think this is going to become a very valuable segment. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed the Kitco weekly summary on the markets. It's going to be a regular part of our show starting in the first segment of the second hour. Okay, chatting right now with Jeff Deist, the president of the Mises Institute, Glenn Downs, chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones. Corey and I would like to pose this question to you guys before we get into some real serious economic issues in segments 7 and 8. question I have is, this week it became very apparent that some real battle lines are drawn vis-a-vis the ACA, Affordable Care Act. Basically, folks like Fox News are coming out and saying it is absolutely impossible for Obamacare to work long term, and yet the administration is sticking by their guns and saying, nope, it's going to work. I personally don't see how that can happen. Jeff, why don't you start in, and then Glenn, give an opinion on this, will you?
Well, Al, I'm not sure it's designed to work, at least not in the way it was ostensibly sold to the American public. What we do know is that insurance is supposed to pool risk. And in order to do so, you have to have actuarial calculations surrounding that underlying risk. And so when you, A, mandate that individuals have health insurance, and B, you force the insurance companies to cover certain pre-existing conditions, to provide certain types of coverage and care, et cetera, and then I suppose what's coming next is C, you impose price controls on what they can actually charge for their monthly premiums. You have no rational pricing method. You have no profit or loss metrics in any rational universe. And, of course, this is makes any kind of real economic calculation impossible on the part of the insurance companies themselves. So clearly it can't work with respect to human nature. It can't work with respect to the realities of insurance and actuarial science. So the only question becomes, can it work only in the statist, government sense of the word, which is using force and essentially, you know, using a blunt hammer to force a round peg into a square hole. And I fear very greatly that folks on the left in this country, and some folks on the right as well, and certainly the people who have surrounded Mr. Obama view government as a blunt instrument. And I think anyone who understands basic economics should be very frightened of the American the Affordable Care Act.
Glenn, what are your comments?
Well, it's at this point, it's going to be like untangling a bowl of spaghetti to get this thing straightened out. You've got the obvious website problems, which most people will concede that in the fullness of time, can get fixed. I don't think it can get fixed anything like in the time frame that is going to make a material difference. So in terms of mechanical problems of getting onto the site and interestingly enough, we're in a period of time right now. Members of Congress and congressional employees are required by the Affordable Care Act to actually go in and get, instead of getting their employer-based health insurance through the program that the rest of the federal employees get, you do it through the D.C. Small Business Obamacare Exchange. And it has been a nightmare for probably the most connected and pretty well-educated people around who've got all the right connections and the insider knowledge and everything. People around here can't get onto the system and get logged in. So God help somebody who's just focused on other things in life, not public policy. So you got to start with that. But then, as Jeff indicated, you have insurance companies who have set premiums using all sorts of assumptions that are already turning out just not to be so. Mr. Obama, by fiat, legally or illegally, has said, well, okay, guess what? Those of you that had your Obamacare compliant, non-Obamacare compliant policies canceled for 2014, they can now extend them for a year. Well, the companies were counting on all those people going into the Obamacare compliant policies pool to which offers that range of exorbitant benefits and that we all talked about before. When those rates were set, so that's already going to mess their actuarial pool up and mess their whole rate setting system up. And then, there's subsidies that are given to lower income people that go in that the companies will definitely get, and that's almost a bottomless pit for the federal government. Companies may well be looking here to move to the same kind of model that is prevalent in what they call Medicare Part B, where the company, really the government is assuming the insurance risk, and the companies are making their money like an electric utility, just sort of servicing and distributing, you know, insurance payments around the system. And so it's a mess, but mathematically, it's not an Affordable Care Act. It's going to take, some people will certainly be better off, but in the aggregate, there's going to be a larger and larger and larger proportion of national income going into health care, not a smaller amount, to the point the system will collapse because you just simply can't afford it.
Guys, I am 100% on the side of that Obamacare will not work. Just financially, there's no way. We're already seeing cracks in the system. However, as we were talking off air, the politicians are still standing behind this, and they still say that this will work, whether this is the truth or not. The fact of the matter is they can keep this thing floated for a little bit. To me, it just screams of situations like the debt ceiling. They can just keep on raising the debt ceiling, keep on throwing money into this. But my question to you guys is, how long do you think they are able to keep on almost kicking the can down the road as we move further along here? Jeff, you want to take this?
Corey, don't forget, the administration and the federal government in general has the court media at its disposal. So if this thing continues to be a disaster and continues to be fraught with problems, the media can effectively shade the argument and shade the problems toward having people support some sort of single-payer system, which is, of course, what many people in this country and most supporters of Obamacare really want. So I would say never underestimate the ability of government and media to work together to obscure the real problem, which is a lack of any sort of market-based discipline or market-based pricing in healthcare, and to promote even more government in the form of a single-payer health system.
You know, I got to tell you, just some closing comments on this one. It's very, very clear in my mind that what the administration is doing, and I don't think the administration originated this health care plan. Quite frankly, I agree with some of our other guests who feel very strongly about that. But I think it's very, very clearly a political situation where the president would certainly like his piece of groundbreaking, quote-unquote, legislation to go through at all costs. I would have to say that I would have a lot more respect for the man if he would simply say, you know, we got to tweak this thing, and what I have in mind, what we had in mind called Obamacare, really looks like it's not going to work. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, I got to tell you, it's really, really always very interesting to talk politics with Glenn and Jeff. A couple of very, very interesting guys. We're going to flip over to Jeff here for a little bit, and along with a colleague of his, and we're going to talk on some issues that are stressed by what I think is the greatest economic think tank, and that's what I call it, in the country, and that's the Mises Institute. The Mises Institute was started about 30 years ago by Lou Rockwell. I got to tell you, Mr. Rockwell is going to go down in history as being one of the great contributors to American economic thought. Jeff, a bit of an introduction again, if you would, to Mises, and then let's get Peter involved in this.
Thanks, Al. You're absolutely right. I think Lou will go down in history. But as an aside, the Mises Institute was started about 30 years ago, and it's a nonprofit. It's a 501c3 organization. We view ourselves, I would say, primarily as having an educational role. In other words, we want to promote Austrian economics. We want to promote liberty and peace generally. And we do so via a variety of outreach programs, a big internet presence, a publishing presence, public speaking and public event presence. And increasingly, we do so through a lot of both affiliated and in-house scholars, mostly econ PhDs. And Peter is certainly first and foremost amongst them. For any listeners who aren't as familiar with Mises.org or the Mises Institute, Peter is really a long time co-traveler with the Mises Institute, even as a student back in Berkeley when he was receiving his PhD. He's currently a professor at the University of Missouri in the econ department there. And again, we already spoke off mic about this weekend's Auburn Missouri football game. We don't have to get into that. I think Peter has his own thoughts. But Peter's particular specialty, obviously he comes from an Austrian background, an Austrian tradition, but his particular interest or specialty is sort of in the what I'm going to term, Peter, I guess, is the realm of managerial and entrepreneurial economics. In other words, I guess we could almost say applied Austrianism. And what I find interesting is that
there, I think there are a lot of real-world applications where knowledge of Austrianism, both as an investor or as a manager-entrepreneur, can really improve how you do business or how you invest or how you go about your life.
I think that's right, Jeff. The Austrian school, as your listeners know, is represents a particular approach to studying economics, a particular way of doing economics. It's especially well known for its monetary and business cycle theory. But the Austrians also have a pretty unique approach to entrepreneurship and the theory of the business firm, the theory of market interaction. I've been teaching economics to business people, to MBAs and undergrads and even executives for a number of years. And when they get exposed to Austrian economics, sort of the light bulb goes on. A lot of them took economics courses in college or are currently taking mainstream economics in college, which they find completely dull, uninteresting, pedantic, irrelevant to any concerns or issues that they have, not useful for their businesses. But when they learn about the Austrian approach, which is more humanistic, it's logical and reasonable, does not emphasize quantitative technique, does not treat human beings or firms or entrepreneurs as mathematical data to be fed into some set of equations, they tend to get very excited. And I think the Austrian approach to the market and the entrepreneur is one that really sits well with practitioners.
And Peter, I mean, while we're touching on that, let's talk a little bit about methodology, which Professor Hans-Hermann Hoppe has said perhaps more than any other element of Austrianism distinguishes us from other classical schools, from other market-based schools, and certainly from most modern econ programs, which are so focused on math and econometrics. So can you touch on that a bit?
Sure. I mean, that's the first thing that people often notice when they start reading in the Austrian literature is that you can read it. I mean, it's mostly in words. It's logical. It's deductive. It makes sense. Modern economics, like other contemporary social sciences, have fallen into this trap of always wanting to imitate what the physicists do and what the biologists do and so forth. The hard science model almost totally dominates research and teaching at the university level. To be quote unquote scientific, it is thought, economists must also look and act and sound and even dress, you know, like physicists and other natural scientists. The Austrians have always argued that those techniques are fine for studying the natural world, the physical world, but when you're studying the social world, you need different techniques. People are not atoms or molecules or stones that behave according to predictable formulas. People are individuals. They have free choice. They make decisions that we can't always anticipate and predict. And the way we go about thinking about humans and human interaction is by using our reason, by using introspection, by being logical, through observation, and coming up with theories and hypotheses that describe human action and applying them to particular situations. It can be done in a very intuitive sense, and a way that is accessible even to people without advanced mathematical or statistical training.
Dr. Klein, I'd like you to do us a favor, if you would, and we don't necessarily have a time constraint on this. Could you just explain the difference between the Austrian school and the more, I guess I'd have to use the word more accepted, even though I don't particularly accept them, schools?
Yeah, well, there are a number of differences. Jeff hit on the methodological differences. But in terms of substance, I mean, Austrians tend to emphasize freedom and free markets, right? Austrians see market outcomes as the result of interactions among many different people. That Austrians think that decentralized decision making is far superior to more centralized decision making. A lot of contemporary economics, it looks like engineering, and it is in fact a kind of social engineering, where the researcher comes up with a set of equations to describe an economy, then tweaks the equations and says, oh, if we could just increase investment here, if we could move workers here, we could fine-tune, we could make the economy perform better, just as an engineer looking at a, you know, mechanical system would look for ways to pull levers and push buttons and make the system do what he wants. So Austrians don't look at society and don't look at markets as, things to be created or constructed by the government or by the scientist, things that can be fine-tuned. The economy is not a machine that is run by an elite cadre of experts. The market is all of us, and the market is bottom-up, not top-down. And any attempts to engineer top-down solutions just end in error and misallocation of resources and frustration of people's plans and so forth. So Austrians are much more open to a more organic and kind of humanistic notion of markets than the version that you get from the social engineers.
And Al, I would add to that that, you know, when it comes to other free market or liberty-oriented schools of thought and economics, Austrianism is not dogmatic. It's not necessarily monolithic. There are differences of viewpoint on various issues, even amongst Austrians. But that being said, I think there are some fundamental differences between other free market schools, particularly in the area of money. You know, the Austrian view is that central banking is harmful and frankly impossible in the long run. So some of these divisions, to maybe your average listener who's a liberty-minded person but not as familiar with all the various schools that would consider themselves market-based, might really enjoy getting into some of our more seminal, easily accessible Austrian literature. And I think we can talk about that in the next segment if you'd like.
I just want to echo what Jeff said. There's some issues, like the minimum wage, for example, where most economists, Austrians and others, would agree that minimum wages, increases in the minimum wage above the market clearing level, results in misallocation and unemployment of labor. Not all economists believe this. People like Krugman, for example, would go against the conventional wisdom. But this is an area in which the Austrian conclusion and the conclusion of most free market, and indeed almost all economists, would be pretty much the same. But there are some issues, monetary theory in particular, in which the Austrians really stand out. Most economists, mainstream economists, even free market ones, like Milton Friedman and the so-called Chicago School, support a system of fiat paper currency and fractional reserve banking. The Austrians are pretty unique in being opposed to central banking and supporting either some sort of a gold standard, free banking under a gold standard, or another kind of voluntary competitive banking system. So that's where the Austrians really stand out, is distrust in government's ability to manage money and banking.
We'll be right back after a short break, ladies and gentlemen.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise. on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the final segment here on the Coiland Economics Report. We hope you've enjoyed the show up to this point, and now we're going to wrap it up again with Jeff and Peter. Now, guys, I wanted to shift our focus a little bit and start talking a bit about the Fed. Now with Yellen coming in the door to begin 2014, what actions do you guys think we could see, and what are the repercussions you think they might have? Jeff, let's start with you.
More of the same, Corey. That's my first thought. But Peter Klein has actually recently written something, psychoanalyzing Janet Yellen, in a sense, and he definitely has some thoughts about what we might expect from in terms of the Fed and in terms of QE in 2014.
Well, I agree with Jeff that from everything that Yellen has said and her published record and so forth, she intends fully, you know, she's a full supporter of the Bernanke, extremely aggressive policy of monetary expansion, and there's no reason to think that she would slow it down at all. We'll continue to have QE 3, 4, 5, 6 ad infinitum. You know, more generally, from an Austrian point of view, the reason we're in this mess in the first place is because the Fed was too accommodative during the housing boom. The housing boom, you know, problems with mortgage-backed securities and so forth were not the result of greed or the result of the free market, but were the result of the Fed's very aggressive policy of credit expansion. When the bubble burst in 2006, 2007, when we had the meltdown of 2008, from an Austrian point of view, the right course of action was to try to unwind or undo the mistakes that had been made in the previous years. So bad investments should have been liquidated. Failing enterprises should have gone bankrupt, including financial institutions. And then you start to build from the bottom up on a more sounder foundation. But what the Fed did under Bernanke, along with the Treasury and both the Bush and Obama administrations, was precisely the opposite of what the Austrians would have recommended, namely doing everything in their power to perpetuate the mistakes that had been made prior to 2008. Everybody who had a house that was bigger than the house he could afford, keep him in there. Don't foreclose. Give him a better loan. Make sure that businesses don't go bankrupt. Make sure that banks are kept afloat artificially. And so now what we have is, you know, instead of solving the problem, we've just perpetuated the what Austrians call malinvestment, the bad decisions that got us into this mess in the first place. And so there's no indication that Bernanke has anything else in mind or that Yellen will do anything to allow us to kind of cleanse the economy of these bad investments. We're just going to get more of the same.
You know, I want to bring Glenn Downs in here just for a second. Glenn, I'd like to get your views. You know, you're not involved with Mises, but you're very involved in libertarian thinking, et cetera, et cetera. What are your views on what Dr. Klein and Jeff are discussing right now?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, the concern that people have, whether you're an investor or somebody that's just following what policymakers do for generally, it's almost like listening to Peter and Jeff. It's almost like you're trying to make decisions for your own firm or your own life while looking around in a hall of mirrors. You know what bad policy is because you see it. You know what good policy alternatives might be because people like Mises are pointing it out. But then you go, okay, but the likelihood that those Mises-like policies, while they're gaining traction, are going to be implemented in advance of some big crisis is pretty low. So if you're a policymaker or whether you're just someone following policymakers trying to make your own investment decisions, you're trying to, like, look at what the crazy people here in Washington are going to do to try to take a look at like Peter's work and try to psychoanalyze Janet Yellen or whoever else is running the show around here, and then try to determine, well, what it is they're going to do, not what they should do, then what it is they're probably likely to do, and then how should I as an individual, an investor, a family person, a business owner, how should I position myself to protect myself from the bad policymakers' decisions in light of the information given to you through the Mises Institute via the Corlin Economics Report? So discussions like this are very, very valuable.
Discussions like this are very, very valuable. You know, I've got to go back, Peter, an awful lot of years, okay? And I have an undergraduate degree in economics that I got from the University of Washington, and I really studied under some very, very brilliant guys, particularly in my junior and senior year. And I can remember thinking that nothing made any sense other than the Austrian school. You know, I find it absolutely amazing. You know, you mentioned a Nobel laureate earlier in our conversation, Paul Krugman, and I simply don't understand how his thinking could possibly hold any water. I mean, look where our country has been. Let's just go back two administrations, the current administration and the Bush administration. I mean, our economy is basically, for anyone who's willing to admit it, totally on the ropes. How can anything other than Austrian economics possibly work? You got the mic, bud.
Well, it's a good question, and I think a lot of us Austrians think exactly the same way as you, and we ask ourselves that question also. One thing you can say about it, though, is for precisely the kinds of reasons that you mentioned, Austrian economics has gotten a heck of a lot more attention since 2008. You know, when times are good, or when people feel like the economy is humming along, as, you know, supposedly it was under Greenspan, nobody wants to listen to us, right? They think that the Keynesians and the others who are in charge must be doing a fine job. But one silver lining of this, you know, horrible situation that we've been in for the last 5 or 6 years is that people are looking for alternatives. And when they read Krugman, it doesn't make any sense. When they hear the president give an economic speech, it doesn't make any sense. They start looking for alternatives. Thanks to the internet, it doesn't take, you know, it only takes a few mouse clicks to get to an alternative point of view like ours, which makes a lot more sense to people. So, you know, this is a good teaching moment for Austrians and people who are sympathetic to the Austrian point of view. And I you know, hope that we can make the most of it as we're trying to do here at the Mises Institute and getting our message out.
Glenn, I have a quick question for you, and we all know that you are based out of Washington, talk with all these people on a daily basis. Do you find that there is some more acceptance, or at least some more, let's say, water cooler talk about groups like Mises and the ideas of the Austrian economic theory?
Well, not in the mainstream water coolers of Capitol Hill, but the number of people around, and Jeff knows who a lot of them are, that have got some real appreciation for the line of thinking that you guys are working on is growing, but it's still a pretty marginalized minority around here. There's a real normalcy bias. People just think linearly, and they want to project a straight line through what their experience has been. And, you know, there's a famous moment in the midst of the 2008 crisis where there was a private gathering of a lot of Republican Financial Services Committee members, and the microphone was passed to Dr. Ron Paul, who was still in the Congress and a member of the Financial Services Committee, and a very prominent Republican said, this is in the middle of the meltdown, said to Ron, said, everyone has laughed at Ron Paul. But Ron Paul was exactly right. He said this was coming, and now it's here. And so you had that moment of clarity there, but no sooner had the problems been papered over with trillions of dollars of additional debt and phony accounting standards and regulatory forbearance and ignoring literally law-breaking on some people's parts. No sooner had everything been papered over and the bubble started being reinflated again, the powers that be around here, when as quickly as they could, tried to re-marginalize the Ron Pauls of the world, because you're talking about introducing a different reality than the people around here in this building where I'm speaking to you from want to accept. So I think they're going to have to accept it the hard way.
You know, I want to close out here telling you about a personal experience that I'm having. I'm involved in a movement called Just Faith. Just Faith is an interdenominational movement. It is very definitely not what I would call a conservative Christian movement by any stretch of the imagination. And the purpose of the movement is simply to attempt to view society, for lack of better terms, through God's eyes, however you believe God to be. And it's interesting, within this group of people, nobody, and we've got Catholics, we've got Lutherans, we've got Episcopalians, every single person in that group, just after some examination over the past, let's say, 4 months, everybody is agreeing with the philosophy that you guys have put out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the weekend show. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.